Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
To hit the ground running when he assumes his new position.
Day one, he wants things working to where the deportation plans start. He told the group here, which was DPS troopers and also state National Guards, that game on, and that day one there will be a mass deportation.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott joined Homan along the border today. After a delay, President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Biden White House on preparations for Trump to take office on January 20th. With millions of Americans flying this week to holiday destinations, CBS's Chris Van Cleve with a behind-the-scenes look at how an airplane moves so many people.
Before dawn, Captain Ed Evans wakes up Southwest plane 8921. Over the next nearly 19 hours, it'll take us almost 4,000 miles from Baltimore to Denver to Long Beach, then on to Reno, Las Vegas, Sacramento, and back to Sin City.
The life and the day of an airplane can start on the West Coast and end on the East Coast, or vice versa.
Do you feel some extra pressure this time of year?
We're ready to go. I think we're in great shape, and we're looking forward to the holiday travel season.
For the second straight day, Drake has taken legal action against Universal Music Group, this time in Texas, over Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us. CBS's Matt Piper.
Drake's new filing alleges Universal Music Group, which is the parent company for both he and Kendrick Lamar, engaged in pay-to-play to get Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, played on the radio.
Hey, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one.
Drake says since he's called a predator and certified pedophile, he could sue Universal for defamation. The new filing is in Texas, where iHeartMedia is based. Drake filed a similar suit Monday in New York. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Traffic citations issued to Miami Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill after a September altercation with police outside Hard Rock Stadium have been dismissed. The charging officers did not attend a court hearing. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. We have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200. Call now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We 4-1 Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
U.S. retailers will be keeping a close eye on tariffs. CBS's Jim Krasula has more.
Walmart, the nation's biggest retailer, says it will do all it can to hold down prices if President-elect Donald Trump follows through on threats to significantly increase tariffs on products imported into the U.S. from Canada, Mexico, and China.
We'll adjust to any environment. We've been in an environment with tariffs now for the last 7 years. Our purpose is to try to keep prices low to help people save money.
Walmart CEO John Furner spoke on CBS Mornings. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
President Biden's administration will loan $6.6 billion to electric vehicle maker Rivian to build a Georgia factory. The announcement comes less than 2 months before Donald Trump becomes president again. It's unclear whether the Biden administration can complete the loan less than 2 months before Trump takes office, or whether the Trump administration might try to claw back that money. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a few flurries in the overnight, with lows dropping to near 30, light winds. On your Wednesday, a few flurries early, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. Flurries Wednesday night into Thanksgiving Day, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 31.
WRJN. Love me do.
Your time has come.
From Radio Park to Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Black Friday is here early. Kickstart your New Year's resolutions today. Blue River CrossFit's on-ramp program is designed to transform your health through fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their expert coaches will lead you through fun, challenging workouts that make a difference. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the
local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Of a traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr.
If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. sunshine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be. And if your baby's
just a walking down the street singing. Singing.
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We walk on to my
we're together nearly every single day singing.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you we
remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. After 14 months of fighting, a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is in effect. At the Pentagon, CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett tells us what could come next.
U.S. officials tells us what comes next is it'll be a 10-day period for Israeli troops to start withdrawing from southern Lebanon. That's to be completed within 60 days. Why so long? It's going to take some time for the Lebanese army to fill that void.